Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive.
All right, let's check in with our pal, Cecil Lammy, from 1043thefan.com. Hi, Cece. How are you, pal?
Well, hello there, fellas.
All right, the Bills, we see it as a winnable game. What's the game plan against the Bills? What are we dispensing justice on at 1043thefan.com?
Yeah, the game plan is out. And, fellas, the number is 20. I want everyone to know this. I want them to take it into the game and then watch for this. The Buffalo Bills have allowed the third most run plays of 20 yards or more this season. So that means ground game, Philip Lindsay, hell, even more Royce Freeman, because he's been kind of slipping in terms of his production, even though before the last game against Minnesota, Royce Freeman had been out-snapping Philip Lindsay. That's a mistake. More Philip Lindsay, please. And the ground game is where you get those 20-plus yards played. Those are explosive plays, as we all know. Now, 20 in the passing game, they've given up the second fewest amounts of 20-yard-plus passing plays. And this one's going to be great if you love one-on-one football. Tre'Davious White versus Courtland Sutton. This is one of the best young receivers in the game, one of the best young corners in the game. Mano-a-mano, let's get it on, and it's going to be fantastic to watch. But don't expect the passing game to really light it up through the air. So 20 yards, they can do it on the ground. They can get those big explosive plays on the ground. It will be a struggle to get those same explosive plays through the air, and Courtland Sutton's really going to have his hands full on Sunday.
Cecil, who has a better game Sunday, Dawson Knox or Noah Fant?
You know, I think Dawson Knox, honestly, they'll probably use him a little bit closer to line of scrimmage. We've seen Noah Fant have some of those seam rippers. And Brandon Allen, no question that he has no fear as a passer. I like that. He has that also aggressiveness while also not being too risky with the football, because he will eat it sometimes and will throw it away. But really, Josh Allen has a better connection with Dawson Knox than Brandon Allen has with Noah Fant. And Dawson Knox, the, you know, a mid-round pick, Broncos should have seen that athleticism. Guys like him, Jay Sternberger, who's with the Packers and has been, you know, banged up this year. But those mid-round tight ends like a Dawson Knox are coming through. So I like that connection with Allen and Dawson Knox. The Bills will want to run the ball. They'll want to. I don't know if they'll have much success against this Broncos rushing attack, but you have to be ready for that. And when they go to pass, some deep shots to smoke John Brown, but really peppering Dawson Knox underneath, Cole Beasley underneath, that's kind of their forte.
Cece, I was listening to the Zoakley show this morning, and I heard something I never in my entire life thought I would hear. And I was just like, holy cow, is this for real? Is this really happening? Stokely actually said, we have to be aware at all times of where Isaiah McKenzie is on the field. And I'm not calling out Stoke, but I guess it's a two-part question here. Number one, can you believe that Isaiah McKenzie has had a resurgence? And number two, is he really that big of a threat that we need to be game planning around him?
And I don't believe so. And, you know, you look at what he's done this so far this season, his best game is 2 for 52 against Tennessee. You know, so it's like, are you ready for that threat? He had 3 for 21 against the Dolphins, who are terrible. You know, and that was on 56 snaps, a season high for Isaiah McKenzie. Listen, I think we all can be happy that he's kind of, you know, found a home in Buffalo and kind of fits there. And he's certainly explosive. He's certainly dangerous, but the targets just aren't there. Even though the snaps are there, you'll see Cole Beasley used more, as I've mentioned. Duke Williams, their CFL leading receiver a year ago, now with the Bills, he's doing a little bit more. So Isaiah McKenzie, you know, maybe on one touch could have a field-flipping play, and maybe that's where Stokes going with that conversation. But for me, there are other guys, Smoke Brown, Cole Beasley, and Dawson Knox. Those type of players in the Bills passing game will be more dangerous and likely have a more productive day.
Yeah, by the way, they do not use Isaiah McKenzie in the return game on kick or punt. They
actually Andre Roberts, right?
He's way better. He's actually kind of terrifying. You got to watch out there, Cece. That dude can play. So it's not Isaiah McKenzie. They just have him as a Just, I don't know. Just
decoy?
Kind of. It's kind of like
he's a little gadget guy, right? Yeah. I think Devin Singletary, if we're going to focus on anyone, for me, and they'll stuff the run, right? We all have full confidence. They stopped Dalvin Cook. Of course they're going to stop the rookie Devin Singletary. But what I love Singletary, one of my favorite backs this year, coming out of FAU, he had over 1,000 yards after contact last year. After contact. And I looked at the miles per hour data. It's in my game plan at 1043thefan.com. He's not fast, but he gets the top speed as fast at the line of scrimmage as Philip Lindsay. In fact, they're tied when they cross the line of scrimmage. They're averaging 10.56 miles per hour. So Singletary's not fast, but he gets to top speed as fast as he can run, as fast as possible. So watch out for this guy. He's a tackle breaker. They will continue to lean on the run. And then Josh Allen as a runner, really underrated. People just kind of forget. I don't know why. Maybe I know why, but you know, if you forget about Josh Allen as a runner, you shouldn't forget about him. He's going to be very dangerous with his legs and with that big arm. And remember, D-Mac, we had more people at the Fan at Josh Allen's pro day than the Broncos did.
That's true. All right, Cecil, good stuff. And what's your prediction?
I actually have the Broncos winning 17-13. Low scoring game, defensive battle, and the Broncos can win this one.
Okay. Thank you. Read more. Read all about it. 1043thefan.com.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.